Okay, Chefra. The Gemara says that Zomer v'tzarech ba'etzem yechayu shtayim achas mishum kotzer v'achas mishum noteya. Yesterday already we dealt with the Gemara, and yesterday we dealt with the Shita of Rashi in the Gemara. Tosis, however, has a interesting and famous comment. Zok Tosfos, Nira da afil Reb Yehuda da mechayim locha shein tzrich l'gufa b'inon tzarech l'etzim, delo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela b'inyin zeh. Tosis says that although there's a machlokas throughout Masechta Shabbos between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, whether yechayim from locha shein tzrich l'gufa or not, and therefore, l'cha'ora, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be chayiv on Zomer, even if it is not tzarech la'etzim. Nonetheless, even for Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be tzarech la'etzim. That is the beginning of Tosfos. Now, what Tosfos is saying is a teeny bit mechudash, because we have other rishonim, notably the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and there are different maduras of the Tosfos Rid. In one of the maduras of the Tosfos Rid, he has it over here on Ayin Gimel. But Tosfos Rid basically says that our Gemara that requires Tzarech La'etzim is only Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, but in Al Hanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are going to be Chayiv even though it is not Tzarech La'etzim. Now, Tosfos, obviously, when he says this, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos is arguing that for sure, according to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be Tzarech La'etzim, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is true. And Al Karchacha, the Rambam has to agree with our Tosfos and not with the Tosfos Rid, because the Rambam famously, in chapter 1 of Hilchos Shabbos, Parak Aleph Halacha Zayin, paskins that malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa is chayiv. And even so, the Rambam in chapter 8, Perakhes halacha beis, says it has to be zomer v'tzarech l'etzim. So obviously the Rambam agrees with our Tosfos, not with the Tosfos Harid, although maybe if I'm in a good mood later on, I'll tell you how the Rambam is not completely dispositive, completely mukhrach, that he agrees with our Tosfos. Okay, so let's just go back for a second. Tosfos says that you're only chayiv for kotzer when it is tzarech la'etzim. There are two fundamental ways of understanding Tosfos. One way of understanding Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying a chiddush within the din of kotzer etzim. That kotzer etzim has to be tzarech la'etzim. But in Hachanami, it's entirely possible that other forms of kotzer do not have to be tzarech la'etzim. I just have to turn off my ringer. But other forms of kotzer don't have to be tzarech la'etzim. It's a special din in kotzer etzim, and that could be for a number of reasons that we'll come to in a few moments. However, there's another approach to Tosfos, that what Tosfos is saying is fundamental to the entire malacha of kotzer, meaning the definition of the malacha of kotzer requires tzarech for the item. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says that malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is going to be chayiv, that's true by most malachos, but by kotzer, malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is not going to be chayiv. There is something definitional to the malacha of kotzer that is different than other malachos. Okay, so nachal. There are two ways of understanding the Tosfos, right? Either Tosfos is saying, we'll say the second way first. Either Tosfos is saying that the definition of kotzer requires a tzorech, that it's part and parcel. If I'm from Boston, I'd say it like this way, right? Part and parcel. You live on the Charles River, you could say part and parcel of the malacha, right? Alternatively, Tosfos is only saying it by zomer by etzem. It might not be a din in all of kotzer, it might be a din in etzem. So let's take the more fundamental approach first, and then we'll move on to the less fundamental approach. Good? If you want to see a nice write-up on the more fundamental approach, there used to be a Rosh Hashiva here in YU named Rabbi Yonasan Avner Sachs. He is currently the Rosh Hashiva in our competition in Landers, no? Rabbi Sachs, in his Sefer Chemdas Yom in Simen Ches, has a nice write-up on the Mahalath, that there's a fundamental definition of the Malacha. And the way he presents it, he begins with a Ramban and a Baal HaMo'or in our Perek. The Baal HaMo'or in our Perek teaches us a Yesod that certain Malachos, you're going to be Chayiv, even though usually Malacha She'ina Tzricha Legufa would not be Chayiv. Borer. Borer, the Malacha is, I separate the bad from the good, no? That means, I'm doing it as a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. I'm separating the bad from the good. Zoreh is also, right? Zoreh is also a malacha that you're separating the bad from the good. By all of these malachos, explains the Baal HaMo'or, it's on Lamed Beis, Bedabe Harif. The Baal HaMo'or explains that these malachos, you're going to be chayiv, even though it's a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. So we see that certain malachos are exceptions. That would mean, l'cha'ora, that borer and zayra are an exception in the direction that according to Rabbi Shimon, that usually malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is potter. These malachos, the definition of the malacha is that you're going to be chayiv even on malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. That is one type of exception. But our Tosis is saying an exception the opposite direction. The exception of, we'll say, the malacha of kotzer. That the definition of kotzer has to be tzarech legufa. Or, right, that even Rabbi Yehuda, that would ordinarily be chayiv by ein tzricha legufa, but over here, you need the thing that you are cutting off. Tosis goes on, according to this approach, and Tosis says this is not true only by the malacha of kaitzer, but this is true by the malacha of korea and mochek as well, no? Tosis writes, midi deheva, akoreya amanas litpar, umochek amanas lichtov. That would mean, according to this approach, which is either approach two or approach one, depending how you count, but according to this approach, that means that the definition of the malacha of koreya, the malacha of ripping, is that it has to be amanas litpar. If I rip something and it's not amanas litpar, even though it might be a tikkun, still, I am not chayiv for the malacha of kireya. Though sometimes you could rip something and you have no intention of sewing it back up. According to Tisus, you're not going to be chayiv. Because the definition of the malacha of kireya is that it has to be amanas litpar. And the definition of malacha mochek is that it has to be amanas lichtov. And if I erase something, even if it's a tikkun, even if I'm accomplishing something by erasing it, so nonetheless, I am not going to be chayiv according to this Tosis, because the definition of the malacha is it has to be amanas lichtov. Let me give you an example. Let's say you take your 3-year-old to a museum. Let's say the Louvre in Paris, no? And you take your 3-year-old, and your 3-year-old has some crayons, and your 3-year-old scribbles all over the Mona Lisa. Right? Now, obviously, the guards are going to try to, really injure your 3-year-old. This is not a good thing to do, but Baruch Hashem, you're able to protect your kid, and everything is great. So what you do is you are meichik, no? You erase the scribble scrabble on the Mona Lisa. Right? Let's say it's not scribble scrabble. Let's say the 3-year-old writes its initials. No? Right? Because scribble scrabble maybe is not mechika min ha-Torah. 3-year-old writes its initials on the Mona Lisa. So I'm going to be... Right? I'm erasing. It's mochik. It's not amenas lichtoiv, but it's a tikkun. No? I'm improving, right, the situation by erasing it. Does amenas lichtoiv, is that a razzle-dazzle fancy way of just saying that you can't be chayiv unless it's metakein, that mekalkel is putter, or is amenas lichtoiv part and parcel of the definition of the malacha? You get the impression from Tosfos, according to this approach, that the malacha of kotzer, the malacha of korea, the malacha of mochek, requires the almanas. And even if it's a tikkun, you're not going to be chayiv unless it's almanas lechtoiv. That's the impression you get from Tosfos, no? Obviously, right? The Prima Godim in Hilchos, in Simin Shemem, where the Prima Godim raises our question of writing on the Mona Lisa, would not be going with this approach. And the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha in Simin Shemem, Se'if Yudalek, Dibra Hamasko Velonis Kavein. So the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha writes that he thinks that Tosfos doesn't really mean that you need almanas lichtov, that you need almanas litpar. Tosfos just means it can't be mekalkel. And he basically says, you know what, usually kaitzer would be a mekalkel. If I cut off the wood from the tree, that would be mekalkel ordinarily. It has to be that it's metakin, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ichayev from Malach Hashem Tzvichol Gufa, you're not chayev if it's mekalkel, like we'll see in a few minutes or in a few days, whatever, in the Gemara. So this is the way the Bir Halacha learns the Tosfos, but Reb Kiva Eger disagrees with the Bir Halacha. Reb Kiva Eger learns the Tosfos that there is something that's pat and pasel. Right, and keep on using this expression because hopefully you'll remember it this way. That's part of the definition of the malacha. Look at the Reb Kiva Eger in the Goyon Hashas, right? On this side of the page. Mevu ar desfirale, da'af hecha de'eno mekalkel, de'tzarech la'ezer davar mikol makom potra afil Reb Yehuda. Meaning, says Reb Kiva Eger, even if it's not mekalkel, it still has to be that you need the wood. Desfirale she'eno amanas litpar lo mikri malacha chashuva. It has to be amanas litpar to be a chashuva malacha. V'cheiner midivei kesef mishnah perkid alocha yud, kama period whatever. V'kashali misugya delekaman daf kufhei amid beis. Boom. Kashali from the sugya of kufhei amid beis. What's the sugya of kufhei amid beis? So the Gemara over there speaks about, if someone is korea almeso or korea bachamoso, if a person, you know, sometimes Rachmana Litzlan, you have to tear kriya, you lose a close relative, you have to rent your garments. Now the Gemara says that you're chayiv, you're korea almeso. The thing is that certain krios, sometimes when I rend my garments al ames, you're not allowed to sew it up. No. One of the differences between kriya, there's, I believe, if you, my shiurim in Hilchos Avelos, I think I have 7 differences between kriya al aviv v'imay and kriya al shar kerovim. There's 7 differences. And actually, would someone be able to maybe tell the guys outside just that, I apologize, we decided to have shiurim here now. But,
no one there anymore.
What?
No one there anymore.
Fine, thank you. But there are 7 differences between Korea of the Ima, Korea Sharmes, and Brahman. Let's say you lose a brother, so you have to tear Kriya. But one of the differences, the famous difference, is that for parents you tear on the left side, for other relatives you tear on the right side. But that's a minhag. One of the differences that's Midina de Gemara is that for parents it's a Kerash Eino Misachet. you're never allowed to sew it back up. That means it can't be kireya amanas litpar, no? The halacha is you're not allowed to sew it up. Yet I'm chayiv. Frekt Reb Kiva Eger, according to our Taisus, why are you going to be chayiv? Because if it's pot and parcel in the definition of the malacha, so then you should not be chayiv even though there's a tikkun. So that's already a kasha. That's already a strong kasha that Reb Kiva Eger asks. But our parakha, Reb Kiva Eger is understanding the Taisvis according to this approach, the approach of that it's definitional to the malacha. That the malacha of kotzer, the malacha of korea, the malacha of mochek has to be that you need the thing that comes off. Okay. Now, this approach is not only an approach that Reb Kiva Eger has within this Tosis, but this seems to be the approach of the Tosis Harash by us, and the Tosis in Moed Katan on Beis Amid Beis, and the pseudo Ran. Right, we spoke about who the pseudo Ran is. We really don't know, but it's someone that they traditionally felt was the Ran. So the pseudo Ran, all right, Tosis and Moed Katan and the Tosis Harash and the pseudo Ran, they all have this nusach that the definition of the malacha of kotzer has to be sarich le'etzim. Delo, right? If you're not kotzer le'tzarech gufo, delo mechayev afilu mishum tolda, because it has to be dumya da'av. Basically, the definition of kaitzer is it has to be tzarech le'etzim. What do I do to answer Reb Kiva Eger's kasha from Korea? So the Stipler has an essay in Simon Lameke in the Kehilos Yaakov, where he basically says that maybe Tosis is like jumping around. In other words, Tosis first says a yesod, that kotzer is the definition of the malacha. Then Tosis says by korea and mochek, it has to be a tikkun. Meaning that the yesod of the definition of a malacha is true by all malachos which fundamentally are destructive. That's where the stapler answers it. The malacha of korea, fundamentally that's a destructive act. No, I'm ripping something. The malacha of mochek, it's fundamentally destructive. In order to be chayiv on destructive malacha, it has to be the almanas. But if it's constructive in some other way, then you're going to be chayiv anyway. But that's true only by these malachos. In other words, Tosis is saying that kotzer is the definition of the malacha. And by other malachos, which are not destructive, so then you need the almanas in order to be chayiv. But enochanami, anything that's a tikkun would be chayiv anyway. It's a bad read of Tosis. It doesn't read
back.
What? It's like going back and forth. Right, that Tosis isn't saying something consistent about definition of malacha. Rather, Tosis is saying, well, there's a yesod of definition of malacha. And similarly, we see that by destructive malachos, you are only chayiv if it's almanas to fix it. Look at the stapler. I don't fully chat it. Okay. Now, I could argue that somehow Tosis is talking about destructive malachos only, and maybe kotzer is also fundamentally a destructive malacha. Kotzer is like cut stuff off. That's fundamentally destructive. So therefore, by something that's fundamentally destructive, you need to make it constructive. And maybe that's all Tosis means. But if that's the case, the Hemshech of Tosfos does not read at all, no? Tosa speaks about kevashim shesachtan megufan mutter. Lemeimehen chayiv chatos. Let's say I have a pickle, and I take my pickle and I squeeze it. Now, I could squeeze a pickle for two reasons. Sometimes the pickle is, a good pickle is crunchy. No, chevra? A geshmaka pickle has to be crunchy. If the pickle is too watery, so you're not going to want to eat it. If I squeeze the pickle because I want legufon, I want to eat the pickle, that's mutter. But if I squeeze the pickle because for whatever the reason I want the pickle juice, I'm trying to get into some fraternity in college, and I need pickle juice in order to, right? This is right, one of the big yesodos. We don't have fraternities in YU. One of the big yesodos to get into a fraternity is that you have to drink a lot of pickle juice. Is something that you have no idea what I'm talking about. Baruch Hashem. Okay, but you have to drink, if I want the pickle juice, then I'm going to be chayiv. Fractitis, why is it mutter legufan? It should be melacha shein tzricha legufa. El atayim elof yishein derech disha bekach. You get an impression from the very end of Taisus that he's saying something definitional to the malacha of dosh. That you're only chayiv on dosh if you need the davar hanischat. Dosh is not a destructive malacha. I could say that kotzer is destructive. Mochek is destructive. Korea is destructive. But dosh is a chore not destructive. So the yesod of the stipler, that Tosis is only referring to destructive malachos, I don't think works. However, do you guys have the Tosis Harash in your Gemaras? In my Gemara, I have a Tosis Harash in the bag. This is something that I think I thought of this morning, actually. You have a Tosis Harash?
Yeah.
Yeah, so look at the Tosis Harash, Zomir Vitzarcha Eitzim. You probably have it on Bar Ilan. So read the Tosis Harash and tell me the differences between the Tosis Harash and our Tosis. There are two Tosis in Zomer B'Tzarchla Eitzim. Two Tosis Harashes, I'm referring to the first one. Zomer B'Tzarchla Eitzim is Chayiv. So one difference is that our Tosis says lo mikri kotzer be'etzim, and the Tosis Harash says lo mikri kotzer, which means Tosis Harash l'cha'ora is saying the more definitional approach, right? If it's kotzer be'etzim, that's more technical. It's like a detail in the etzim as opposed to a more fundamental definition of kotzer. Tosis Harash leaves out Dosh. Now, I would argue that the Tosis Harash could be exactly what that stapler says. Now, the Tosis Harash only quotes Kotzer. He only quotes Koireya and Mochik. Those malachos, I could argue, are destructive. And therefore, there's a definition that by destructive malachos, you have to somehow be constructive. Like the stapler says, what about dosh? Tosis Harash leaves it out. Right? So this, I think, is one mahalach. Mahalach one, the fundamental mahalach, is saying that the malacha of kotzer requires tzarech la'etzim. Now, let me just make one brief ha'ara on this fundamental mahalach. If you remember, in our youth, that means like a week and a half ago or so, we discussed Reb Menachem Zemba's chakira as to whether the malachos on Shabbos are shemos muchlakim or gufen muchlakim. Remember this chakira? Shemos muchlakim, gufen muchlakim? This definitional approach, which one is it working with? Shemos or gufen? I think that this approach is saying Shemos Mechlakim. Let me explain. Shemos Mechlakim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Vaytasa Melacha, but Achas Dibra Lakim Mishdayim Zu Shamati, when Hashem says, Vaytasa Kol Melacha, there are 39 things that came out of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kivyachol's mouth in Vaytasa Kol Melacha. That means Vaytasa Ketzira, Vaytasa, right? Vaytasa Dash, Vaytasa Kaisev, right? There are 39 things. And if there are 39 things, I could say that each malacha has its own definition. But if it's gufin muchlakin, so there's one rule, right? Hashem says, don't do malacha. Malacha has to be constructive, right? And I can't say that kaitzer is only chayiv if I need the eitzim. Right? This approach, the fundamental mahalach, the mahalach that Rabbi Sacks prefers in this sefer only works if it is shemos lechlakim lechaora. Now, let's though move on to the next approach. The next approach is a little bit meduyak in Tosfos, and it's also a little bit meduyak in the Gemara. If you remember yesterday, we had a diuk in the Gemara. What was our diuk in the Gemara yesterday, gentlemen? A difference between Zomer v'tzarech la'etzim and Asfasta and Silka.
It doesn't say
tzarech by the other ones. Right? Why not? So, we didn't explain yesterday, or yesterday we said the straw man approach, or Ben had a mahalach, that maybe tzarech la'etzim, that word tzarech is distributed on the hemsheikh of the Gemara. And we said that's the way the Mi'iri learned. However, one could argue that's a special din by Eitzim, you need Tzarech. You see, Kotzer ordinarily is Kotzer Peros. The Malach of Kotzer requires that I Kotzer, I'm cutting fruit. Eitzim is not Peros. And maybe by Eitzim, and Eitzim alone, do you need the Tzarech? And we'll explain why in a few minutes. But just to give a name to this approach, so besides the potential diuk in our Tosfos, that Tosfos says Delo Mikri Be'etzim Kotzer, but the Maharsha in Sanhedrin on Chaf Vav, it's a very long Maharsha, very long. But the Maharsha says this Mahalach also. And my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Brown in the Sefer Tevas Moshe says this Mahalach. This Mahalach is a Mahalach that basically is saying that since Kotzer Eitzim is not the real malacha, it's a tolda, so therefore you need the tzarech le'etzim.
Tolda
what? The tolda of the real malacha of Kotzer. The av malacha of Kotzer is cutting fruit. The cutting of wood is a tolda. Since cutting wood is a tolda, so by definition, in order to be a tolda, it has to be done when you need that item. Now, there are a number of ways of saying this. Let me say the first way that I'll say is Rav Nevensal Shlita. Rav Nevensal, you know him, right? He says, Shiurim in Yeshiva Takotel. Actually, when I was the bochen in YU, I used to try to arrange my schedule because Rav Nevensal would give a shir in Hilchos Shabbos in like a side room in Hakot. Like there's like a side room in the base medrash. He would give like a shir over there. I tried to arrange my schedule. It was amazing because Rav Nevensal would say the shir from the notes that he took on shirim from Rav Shlomo Zalman. You ever notice that? He had like these old little notebooks and he'd sit there saying the shir. So Rav Nevensal, there's a sefer that they came out. Someone bought me a gift a couple of months ago, the Sefer Rav Nevensal on Shabbos. So Rav Nevensal develops the idea as follows. You know, on Yontif, certain malachos are permitted, and other malachos are forbidden. Right? The Mishnah in the third part of Beitza writes, Ein Sadim Dagim Min Habibrin. I'm not allowed to go fishing on Yontif. I'm allowed to cook on Yontif. That's a malacha. But I can't go fishing. What's the difference? So Rashi has his mahalach. He says you could have gone fishing yesterday. But the Ramban, based on the Yerushalmi. Taisus calls the Yerushalmi, but the Ramban develops Yerushalmi his way. The Yerushalmi says that we don't permit all malachas and yontif. We only permit milisha ve'elach. Kneading and onward is permitted on yontif. Why? Says the Ramban, because on yontif we permit malachos on an eichel. If I have a food, I permit the malacha. But a malacha that creates the eichel is not permitted on yontif. Says Rav Nevin Sal, the malacha of kotzer is usually a malacha that creates ochel. Kol zman the fruit is attached to the tree. Rav Nevin Sal has like a creative way of thinking about stuff. Kol zman the fruit is attached to the tree, it doesn't have the din of a fruit. No? Haraya. It's not mekabel tuma. Kol zman, a fruit is mekabel tuma. No? But kol zman it's attached to the tree, it's not mekabel tuma. That means it's not a fruit yet. It's the malach of kaitzer is creating a fruit. But you're making an oichel. It's not an ochel when it's on the tree. But when I cut it off, I'm making an ochel. So kotzer is usually making an ochel. If that's the case, when I cut wood, that's not the real malach of kaitzer. Because wood is never going to be a food. Right? We don't eat wood. Right? Most of us, we don't eat wood. So, that's not going to be the malach of kotzer. The only way it can be chayiv is as a tolda. And to be a tolda, it has to be dome to the av. So I say, it better be tzarech la'etzim. Meaning, it's a din only in etzim, that etzim requires the tzorech, because if not for the fact that it's etzim, if it would be a peri, if it would be a fruit, so I'm not going to be, if it would be a fruit, so I'm going to be chayv even if it's not tzorech, because that is the malacha. The malacha is making an ochel. Even if I don't need the ochel, I rip off an apple on Shabbos. I don't need that apple. I'm still chayv, right? Because I made it into a fruit. I made it into an ochel. And that's the malacha. But by etzim, it's not really analogous to the malacha. And because it's not really analogous to the malacha, so therefore, you're only chayiv if it's tzorech. This is the approach of the of Rav Nevin Zal Shmita. Good?
Is wood
mekabel tumah?
Is what?
Is wood mekabel tumah? So wood is not mekabel tumah in general. Atzei ha-ma'aroch. The wood that will go on the Mizbeah has a special din of Kabbalah's Tumah. But usually wood is not Makabal Tumah. If I have plain boards that I might be able to use to build a shtender or something, so that's Makabal Tumah Midrabbanan, according to many. That's called Pshutei Kli Eitz, no? A plain, you could use a plain board, a place as a cutting board, you know, to cut your vegetables. So you can use a plain board to build something. That's Pshutei Kli Eitz. It could be to Mekabel Tumah Midrabbanan. It's not Mekabel Tumah Minatayra. Plain wood is not Mekabel Tumah. Yeah.
You say that's something to do with when you're creating a new kli, that's kotzer is related to that. You need to be creating something.
So kotzer has to be a creative malacha. If I'm tzarech la'etzim, so I'm creating, Rashi learns, firewood. No? That's Rashi writes over here, lahasaka or something. I'm making it as firewood.
Something that maybe, since it's not kabotuma, it's not really its own new thing.
I didn't create something new. It's not fully creative. Right, nachon. As opposed to the fruit. Oh. This is nogei actually for sukkahs, no? Can you make schach of your sukkah with fruit when it's... Okay. A fruit that's detached from the tree before water falls on it. That's a whole discussion. Bye. So that's one mahalach. That's what Nevin saw. Reb Asher Weiss is a slightly different mahalach. Reb Asher Weiss writes that kaitzer and gozes, there are certain malachos that the chiyuv is only when you cut off something that's extraneous. Let's take gozes as an example, then we'll bring it back to kotzer. The malach of gozes is if I cut my hair. No? If I cut my nails, that's the malach of gozes on Shabbos. Let's say someone's a lunatic and they take a saw and they cut off their arm. is that gozes. Pashtus is nuts, no? Gozes is I cut off something that's extraneous. Look in the Sefer Minchas Asher, page Resh Aleph and Resh Beis. Rabbi Asher writes about the same. Yep. That's why, for example, most Rishonim assume that there is some malacha on Mila on Shabbos. You can't circumcise a baby on Shabbos if not for the mitzvah involved. Some malacha on Mila. What exactly is the malacha is not abundantly clear, but almost everyone assumes that malacha is not gozes. Why not? Because the orla is part of the body. And gozes means I cut off something extraneous, not that I cut off the body. Similarly, kotzer. Kotzer is I cut off a fruit. A fruit is different than a tree. No? Reb Asher Weiss says that there's no malacha of kotzer on the fruit, because the malacha of kotzer by definition is cutting something extraneous. Just like gozes is cutting something extraneous, kotzer is cutting something extraneous. Therefore, you need the tzorech. Again, it's the same idea, because since it's a tolda, it has to be that you're chayev, that you're only chayev when it's dome, right? And the dimyon has to be that you need it. The egle tal has a similar mahalach, but he says that kotzer, if it's a tree, the tree has a din of karka. If I cut off a branch from the tree, it's ki'ilu, I take some dirt from the ground. Now, that might be an issue of total muktzah Shabbos. If I bend down to the ground and I pick up some dirt, I don't need the hole, I don't need anything. I'm not plowing, I just pick up some dirt. Is that kotzer? L'chor, that's not kotzer. Kotzer means I'm cutting something that's growing. No? Dirt is not growing. Says the Eglei Tal, I gave you the Marimachim, it's in Chorish, Simin Zayin, Os Tesin Yud. Says the Eglei Tal, the tree is Ke'ilu, the ground. So if I cut off some tree, I am taking away some ground. I'm not chayev for taking some dirt from the ground. I'm only chayev on the fruit. But all of these Mahalchim come in the same direction. They all are saying that there's a din that by Eitzim, it has to be Tzorech L'Dover. But if it's not Eitzim, it doesn't have to be Tzorech L'Dover. Kaitzeitz Eitzim is a tolda. Now, what about Asbasta in the Gemara? Asbasta, we said, is animal fodder, no? I think that's the official word, fodder. No, it's like food that you give animals. What about asbasta? Do you need it? Does it have to be tzayrech? I don't know. Like, if we're saying that the reason I need tzayrech is because eitzim is not the real malacha, because eitzim, let's take the approach of Rav Nevinson, that eitzim is not the malach of kaitzer, is making something into food. So l'cha'ayra, asbasta, I'm making it into food. It's animal food, not human food, no? But if I hold that Reb Asher Weiss's mahalach, that you're only chayav on kotzer for something that's extraneous, like gozes of the hair, or the peiros. So l'cha'ayra, I would say the asbasta is more analogous to the peiros, no? The whole thing is meant, right? That's what it's meant for. Those two reasons, those two explanations might be totally in this machlokes. If you look in the Chaya Adam Klal, the end of Klal Yod Aleph, makes the diak in the Gemara, the difference between Eitzim and Aspasta. It would seem that that difference makes sense. Again, according to Rav Nevinson, does that difference make sense? L'cha'ayra, according to Rav Nevinson, the difference makes sense, because asbasta is an oichel already. So I'm going to be chayiv even if it's not tzorech, right? According to Rav Asher Weiss, I'm not sure if it makes sense. I'm not sure if that mahalach of the chay adam makes sense according to Rav Asher Weiss's approach. I have to think about this with more yishuv hadas. But this is just some of the thoughts. Any Haaretz guys?
Why doesn't Haaretz for Rav Asher Weiss?
Because I think Rav Asher Weiss is saying something fundamental, that the malacha of Kotzer is only on the extraneous stuff. And if something is the equivalent of the tree, that is not Kotzer. And if that's the case, you need the Tzorech. If that's the case by Aspasta, you should need the Tzorech also.
Why?
Because there's no...
What is Aspasta? What is it? I just know that's animal fodder, right? But
I think it's like grass. It's just hay. It's just grass.
That's not extraneous?
I don't think so. I mean, that is the... Extraneous means you have the item, and then something emerges from the item. Or, like, in the case in the... the Eglaita raises the question. Kotzer had to apply to wood, Bisman HaGemara, no? Or in the Mishkan. Why are they cutting stuff? They're cutting boards to make a Mishkan. So how can you tell me, right? How can you tell me that Kotzer Eitzim is not the Av Malacha? That's exactly what they did. That's the Eglaita's Kasha. So the Eglaita answers that there's a difference between Ilone Srak and Ilone Ma'achal. No? Ilone Srak are barren trees. Trees that the only purpose is to produce wood. Like an erez, no? A cedar tree, yeah? Like, it produces like pine cones, I think. But that's like useless stuff, no? What do cedar trees produce? Cedar wood. That's all they produce, no? There's certain trees that produce papyrus. Other trees don't produce papyrus. So he wants to say that by trees that don't produce papyrus, so you don't need Tzorech La'etza. That's what the Eglaita Kal suggests. Again, I have to think about how this will apply to Aspasta. I have to think with a little more Yishub Hadas, but right now, these are just some of my thoughts on the Sugya. I want to go weiter tomorrow, gentlemen. I think we've done enough on Zomer Ritzarech La'itzim. We've also done most of Chorish. I have a few Ma'ar Makomis. Should we do Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? That's like the next... do the whole two dots until V'Hakotzer. Right, which involves a sugya of malacha shein tzrich l'gufa, and that's important Judaism. Okay, Tefra, should have a good day.